All right, I got not much more to add than I did last night in terms of this pass game. We're obviously fast moving toward playing the Ravens. What I will say is 2 3-and-outs, 2 punts that gave them field position, and then 2 scoring drives makes it 14-0. And until we become more explosive in all areas of our game, that's a tough way to start a game. Was our team ready to play? Absolutely. Did we execute efficiently? Absolutely not. And so, you know, when you start a game that way, that's what happens. I felt like, just like every week, I thought our guys fought hard. We need to play better. We need to coach better. We need to do everything better, and then we'll win games. So with that being said, the fact that it's a short week, we sped up the process of correcting yesterday, and we're obviously right now working on playing Baltimore on Thursday. And so, as you know, we'll be out there on the field today. And we'll have to amp it up and get ready to go down and beat Baltimore, who won a game last night on the last play of the game. And we all know they're a good team, and they're even better when they play at home. So it'd be a big challenge for us, but we need to go down there and do it. So that's what I have. I'll take your questions.
Pat, do you expect to have Massaquoi this week?
I don't know. You know, he's going to be day to day, and there's not many days, so we'll see.
What about Alex Smith?
Day-to-day as well.
Is that one of the troubles of playing a Thursday night game? Guys that you might, and I'm not saying Massaquoi in particular, but guys that you might have on a Sunday, you might not have on a Thursday night game.
Yeah, I think that's something we all deal with. I think injuries are part of it, and they hit teams in different ways, and the schedule falls the way it is, and you got to deal with it. You know, there's no excuses, you know, and I think that's the way it is. Next guy up. If he can't go, then Jordan Norwood's ready to go. So we'll put him up.
Some inconsistency out of a young team, but how disappointing is it not to be able to build off of what you did last week in Cincinnati?
Well, I wanted to build and win a game. That's what building is, and we didn't get that done. That's what disappoints me. We didn't win. You know, I think you saw, you know, probably the end of a lot of games where the coaches could say they didn't play well and they won. And then there's some games when, you know, teams felt like they played well and they lost. It's about winning games, and that's how you build.
Did you notice from where you were the Buffalo fans and how loud they were, especially the end of the game, and what was your reaction to that?
Well, I would say this. We have to establish a winning tradition at home, and that won't be the case. End of story.
If you take Phil Taylor, I know Kent isn't playing, and of course Joe Hayden isn't. What is the reason the defense doesn't seem to be playing as well as it did?
I thought yesterday we could have done some things better with our run fits, and you guys can take that where you want. And then we need to. We had a couple plays in the red zone where they executed well, and we didn't. And so most of their explosive plays came in the run game, simple run plays that we can get corrected. And then, of course, in the red zone scoring plays, you have to eliminate that.
Safety yesterday. Are you considering other lineup changes for Thursday night?
We consider everything. But I thought Usama Young did a very nice job. And I thought Gibson, when he was in there, played well. You know, those were the two changes there.
When you take a guy that was starting for 2 weeks and make him inactive, do you want him to sit and watch, or how does that when you
who are we talking about?
Hag.
Eric Hag, sure.
Yeah, he was inactive,
right,
going from starting. Is it just a thing that you want him to sit and watch the game, and is there anything that player can learn by sometimes just sitting and watching from wherever he watches the game from?
Yeah, they need to. I think a player needs to learn every way possible, and unfortunately you have to deactivate certain players. And he knew ahead of time it was going to happen, and, you know, he needs to learn from that. You know, when you put a roster together, you consider everything. Their reps as a starter, their reps back, and then how they contribute on special teams. So.
We saw him get beat, obviously, on the one touchdown in Cincinnati. Mm-hmm. Are there other things that you're looking for him to get better at in particular, or is it just a general match?
No, I'm not process? Disappointed in his play. But we're trying to find the right combination of guys to go in there, that winning combination, and that's why we did it.
What do you think is preventing Greg Little from being productive?
Greg's working extremely hard. Greg's extremely tough, And Greg's got to be more consistent catching football. That's it. That's it.
Posing, is that getting wearing on you like it is everyone else?
Well, I can't speak for everyone else, but I've had my conversations with him about that. That can be said. Now, whether people see me ranting and raving on the sideline at a player, trust me, I have my conversations with them.
Did that happen before the game or after the game?
All along, I've had my conversations with him about all issues. Okay?
Dedicated enough to being a good pro.
I do. He works hard.
First of all, when he was like in college, were drops an issue with him? You know?
You're talking about Greg again?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm sorry. They were?
No, we're. I just want to establish who we're talking about.
I'm sorry. Yeah. Let's Greg. Start again. Okay.
Yeah.
When Little was in college, was bad hands or dropping passes, was that an issue with him? For example, Braylon Edwards, it was. I remember that. But like, was that with him?
We didn't see it. I mean, all receivers in college, nobody catches every single ball that's been thrown to him. And as we know, he didn't play as a senior.
Okay, so then you've got this guy, obviously right. A lot of physical gifts and everything, dropping the ball. What do you do?
Well, we've been working with him consistently through last year when we got him, through the off season, through the preseason, and, of course, each week. And when he goes out in the game, he's got to catch the football. We have all the drills we do. We have a long list of things that we practice. And we need to get better results. That's the reality of it.
You saw me young yesterday. Would you consider a move with Lil and Norwood similar?
We're going to try to get the best combination of guys on the field at all positions. We can't play a guy that's going to drop footballs. But I will say this. We have a young roster with young players. And that's the reality of it, too. And so we need to work with them and inspire them to play better. Now, am I dealing with that? And are we working with that as we go along? Absolutely. But that's not an excuse. That's the reality. So we all need to do better.
Longest play of the day yesterday for the team on his only opportunity, the only time he was targeted. Is it possible or probable that his role might – is that something you'll kick around, expanding his role?
He's had a role each week, and he was in there a couple other times when we didn't give him the ball. But I think he's been very productive with his returns, and I think of those as offensive plays as well.
His secondary being in flux the last couple of weeks and trying new combinations. What have you learned the last 2 weeks from – what you've seen out there from all these different, you know, guys that you've been playing in the secondary?
Well, we're looking for the right combination. That's what I've learned. And in the last 2 weeks, we haven't found it yet, so we'll just keep working. But I do think we saw some things last week that yesterday that encouraged us that, Usama Young's back. He was injured to start the year, you know, and he played it. I thought he played a physical game at safety. I thought he did some – he did some things that we need to see from him. So that's good. That's good. The combination of he and TJ and then Gibson in there a little bit, that combination of those three guys, in my opinion, at the safety position, we learned something good there.
Hey, you mentioned when you're watching the film of the game and you see a mistake or maybe a big play that doesn't get made, are there times where you point and say that's because this guy's so young or we're so young as a team?
No, I think when you see correctable mistakes of things that you've practiced, some of it's because of youth. But, you know, I think they're all players. And, you know, we're a quarter of a way into this season now. So, in my mind, they're not rookies anymore.
Do you think that Achilles injury is affecting Reggie Hodges?
I don't know. I think that's something to be considered. You mean in terms of his punting?
Yes, it doesn't seem like he's getting the punts off. You weren't here 2 years ago, but you know what kind of punter he is.
I think we need to play better at all positions, including that one.
And on the Bills' first touchdown, looked like Quell was going to his left to cover the back.
About the screen?
Picked screen. Is that
mostly communication breakdown or what?
No, they ran a screen and they crossed the formation. You know, we got to cover them. You know, that wasn't a new play that we'd seen. There's no communication there.
TJ Ward after the game kind of used that and the long screen touchdown by Spiller as examples of how the defense is uncertain of itself and there have been communication problems and the players just aren't sure of what they're doing like they were last season.
Did he say that?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you'll have to ask him to follow it up. I watched the tape and see where there's breakdowns, and I don't know if that's the case.
How much are you missing Bill Taylor, and what, again, kind of aside to that, how close is he to possibly start practicing again? I mean, what's the timeline on that?
Yeah, he's getting close. I mean, there'll be in a couple of weeks here, he'll be out there. There's rules about that, of course, in terms of when we can bring him back. But he's getting close. He's doing all of his rehab and getting himself as ready as he can be, not being on the field.
How do you hope your players are feeling today in terms of the losing? Embarrassed, determined, disappointed? What's the...
Yeah, you're always disappointed when you lose because there's a great deal of effort that goes into it. And I've said it before, game day never gets old. I mean, you go out there with the idea you're going to play well for 60 minutes and win a football game. So they're disappointed. Now, the professional reality of it is you have to put that aside, make your corrections, and move forward. And that's where I want them to be. Should they be upset? Absolutely. Should they be discouraged? Absolutely not. Should they be disappointed? Sure, we all are. And so that's where you're at. But you cannot be discouraged. You just keep fighting. You know, I look at we've got 13 games left, right? And nobody in our division, and it's about winning your division so you can get into the playoffs, right? And nobody in our division's won all their games. And so we've got a division opponent on the road with a great opportunity to get the ship righted Thursday night.
Do you worry at all that losing becomes acceptable to any of them?
Nope, because the locker room's right. We got the right kind of guys. I don't worry about them getting discouraged. I don't worry about the locker room because I know what the message is, and I watch them day in and day out go to work. I don't worry about that.
The run blocking and pass blocking both kind of maybe took a little step back yesterday. Maybe more so the run blocking. I don't know, but the common thing was Alex Smith was missing. Talk a little bit about his absence and the role that might have played in the difficulty you guys had blocking.
No, Alex's a tough guy, and he does a good job for us when he's in there. I wouldn't say the tight ends blocked poorly in his absence. We went and used different formation, you know, personnel groupings a little bit more because we only had two tight ends. But, no, I think generally speaking, we just all got to do a better job, whether you're an offensive lineman or you're blocking the perimeter. No, I think it's fair to say we got to play better.
What did you think of the running game,
We got to get more out of it. You know, I think it's fair to say that early in the game, you know, you want to be able to run and throw the ball when you want to. You know, we were faced for most of the middle of the game there down by 14. And ideally, you'd like to be able to get ahead by halftime, be ahead, and then you can lean on the running game a little bit more in the third and fourth quarters. That's the ideal situation. When the game does not play out that way, then the numbers get skewed a little bit, you know. Trent had 12 rushes, but we threw him the ball, you know, so he had 18 touches, more than anybody else, you know, and so that happens.
I think 6 yards was your biggest gain or something.
Right, yeah, we got to get more out of it. We didn't have any explosive runs.
After you scored the touchdown to go 17-14, then the defense had a three and out. And then you're near the 50 after a first down, and there were two short passes. Were those check downs or?
One was a screen.
At that point, you're at the Buffalo 47.
Which is a solid first, second down call, you know, screen pass against the defensive line that's pretty good at getting pressure. Okay.
The next one was a short throw to
to Watson that wasn't complete? Was that, you recall that play at all?
Yeah.
Was that a check down or is that?
No, we were trying to throw him the football.
Ball out quick enough, or is any sacks there that are, like, he's responsible for?
No, I think the sacks, I've always felt sacks are a team thing. You know, there's times when you tend to hold the ball a little bit, and we don't want to be doing that. There's times we had some third and long situations, which you need to avoid. However you get there, you don't want to be in those situations.
How about in general when you watched Wiener film? He felt, for the most part, he played pretty well. The only thing he really wanted back was the last interception, but just in terms of how he played overall.
We all got to play better. I'd be disappointed if he's walking around saying he played well. So we all got to play better.
Going on here, and the same for your opponent, obviously, but just for you and your team, what's the toughest part about the Sunday-Thursday grind?
I think we all deal with it now in the league. You know, we're used to this calendar. I've been used to it other places I've been, and you got to just amp it up and get your plan in. And you tend to see teams doing things that are, I wouldn't say fundamental and basic, but things they've been working on all year, and we've had all year to watch Baltimore, so it's not like we're surprised by a Thursday night game. We know it's here.
What did you think of Cameron?
I thought he showed up and did some good things. You know, there were some things, by the way, they played defense where we felt like there were some tight end throws that we could make, and I thought for the most part he had an opportunity on a go ball in the big red zone there, you saw, where that would have made it a great day. Yeah. But I thought he made progress.
It looks like he's a pretty big target with good hands.
Yeah. No, he's got skill and ability to be a receiver, and he's improving as a blocker. No. He was running fast.
What progress do you see in Benjamin? I mean, he obviously caught a touchdown yesterday.
Yeah.
Another one of your many of your young guys, what are you seeing from him? He seems to catch the ball when it's thrown to him.
Yeah, he's got good hands and he's fast. And, you know, we've found ways in every game to try to get him the ball, whether it be reverses or, attempts to throw it to him. And he had his opportunity. He dropped one yesterday right in his hands. And, he's like everybody else. When they throw it to you, you got to catch it, you know. But I think he runs extremely fast. He's displayed an ability to catch the football, and he gets us in the end zone, which he did. You know, and I think that's the important thing. Trent ran the ball in the end zone, which is good, and we threw a ball to Travis where he got us in the end zone. That's good. That's what you want.
Couple more guys. When you talked about that punt return that Pac-Man Jones had last, he said the scheme was fine, but they're just missed tackles. Was it different on those two?
To begin the game?
Yes.
Yeah. I think there's, we were in position in a lot of, when you have an outstanding return man, you want the ball to go there and over there, and then you cover it, and it all is coordinated. So if the ball's not where it needs to be at the right time and your coverage has breakdowns, then you get plays. But in terms of what we're telling our guys to do, you know, we just need to get better.
How much of a problem is we not having enough open receivers over the course of the game?
I think we had guys open. We got to, and then everything's coordinated so he can throw in rhythm. If he's got to move, you know, he had some inaccurate throws. That's in my opinion.
Rebecca Little, when you say you've been talking with him all along, yet yesterday he's still doing those poses and while he's dropping passes and that kind of thing. With him or any
guy. Dropped, how many did he drop?
One.
Okay. He dropped a pass. Sorry? Okay. He dropped a pass, right?
Okay, yeah. You're right. With him or any guy, if you talk to him and they don't get the message, what's the next step?
We'll see. But I think the false interpretation of all this is that he's not being worked with. All right? Trust me, he's being worked with.
What it seemed like you guys did yesterday, is that more on the players? Is it more on the coach? And maybe will you change up some of the things you do a pregame to make sure that that doesn't happen again?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think we came out flat. Did we execute well? No. But flat? I don't believe in that term. Our guys were ready to play hard. We just didn't play well. And so we always look at ways to get a faster start, that's for sure. But, you know, no, I don't think we were flat. We didn't play well. Go ahead.
Josh Cripps got that nice 24-yarder. Can you maybe work him into the lineup a little bit more with Greg Stone?
Yeah, he caught that smoke screen and then ran with it, right? Is that the one you're talking about?
Yep.
Yeah. Okay.
He's been on the whatever third team and not getting a ton of reps. I mean, is he somebody that?
He's not a third teamer. He's in the game, and I know what you're getting at.
Yeah.
Put him in the roster. Put him in the lineup more. Throwing more balls. All good ideas. I know what you're getting at.
Well, I mean, I'm
not. No, I know.
I'm just wondering if he
right.
might
no,
be able
I get
to
it.
Help
That's...
you out a little bit more from the receiver standpoint.
Right. Well, we'll see what we can do. You know, and again, each week's different. As I mentioned, when he does a good job with the returns, and in my opinion, those are offensive plays. Okay.
The pass is like 20, 30 yards down the right sideline. He's had some balls underthrown in the first week. He's had a couple overthrows. Is that a throw that he's still working? Is that one particular throw that he's still working to?
Yeah, when you get opportunities to throw the ball down the field, we got to hit on him, you know. And it's a combination of things between the receiver and the quarterback. But I would say it's safe to say that we're taking more of those shots this year than we did last year. Now we got to hit on them better, because you only get a couple of them a game. And the ones you get, you got to hit on. Okay. No, it's all good.
On those long passes, it seemed like a lot of times he's accurate in getting it to the spot, but does he need to get a little more loft on the ball just to?
Each throw is a little bit different depending on where help might be, whether it's the safety or the relationship of the receiver to the defender. So.
With the wind and everything there, is he still learning some of that stuff too at the stadium, you think?
No, it was pretty windy in Stillwater, you know. So, no, he's all right. He understands all that.